Thank you, Reverend Kate. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I almost said, good morning, church. During this month, we are taking a look at being who our souls came here to be by exploring qualities of the authentic self and creating a roadmap back to our center, back to the place where we began, the place where we remember who we really are and whose we really are, who we really are, one with the one, one with that power and presence that I call spirit. Holmes tells us in the Science of Mind textbook, the eternal has placed itself at the center of our being. The discovery of this is the greatest discovery of the ages. At the very center of our being lives the Most High, that lives that overarching, omnipotent power of the universe that I call spirit. This month, we are focusing on the qualities of our authentic self, qualities of spirit. These qualities that we came here with before we learned other ways of being, before we began to take on the mask that socialization gives us. Last week, Reverend Debbie shared a statement by poet T.S. Eliot, and I want to share it again this week because I think it speaks to the heart of the matter. The end of all my exploring will be to arrive where I started and know the place for the first time. Where we started was in the heart of the divine, the center of our being. We were born of spirit, and this journey of discovery that we are all on is all about returning to spirit. It is about returning to who we were when we were born, who we came here to be before our experiences changed us. It's about returning to our authentic self, pure in spirit. So, last week we began looking at those intrinsic qualities of the authentic self. Seven qualities that when we express them, we feel authentic. We feel back home. So, I would like to review the three intrinsic qualities of the authentic self that Reverend Debbie talked about last week. The first one is wholeness. When we are experiencing our wholeness, we are feeling one with spirit. We're feeling one with all there is. We're feeling one with the universe. Our world simply seems to be going great. We're having a great day. The world is a happy one. In wholeness, we remember the first characteristic, wholeness. We remember we're connected to the whole, connected to everyone and everything, and remembering that we are whole and complete, just the way we are, with our warts, our wrinkles. It's all okay. It's about remembering. Wholeness, remembering your wholeness, is about remembering you're one with the one, remembering that you are one with spirit. Second quality she talked about last week of the authentic self is reverence, recognizing the presence of life within and around all of us and remembering that it is truly all spirit. And we revere it because it is God. Imagine, this looks solid, it's energy moving. This chair is all God. It was created out of the mind of a person who was using God energy. The third characteristic she talked about last week was fearlessness. Facing life fearlessly because you know that you know that you know you are one with God. I know that I know that I know I am God in action. Knowing that Spirit is in us, around us, and living its life through us, we know there is nothing to fear. So, that brings us to quality number four, which I want to talk about. This week, the fourth intrinsic quality of the authentic self is integrity. And to introduce integrity, I want to tell you an ancient story. There was an emperor in the Far East who felt that he was getting up in age, and he wanted to select the next emperor. So he invited all the boys in the kingdom to come for a meeting, and at this meeting, he gave out some seeds, and he announced to them that the one who grew the biggest and best flower or tree or whatever would become the next emperor. So the boys watered their seed, and there was one boy named Ling. And Ling continued to water and water, and the seed wouldn't grow, and he was very disappointed, but it simply wouldn't grow. So 3 months passed, 6 months passed, and all his colleagues, all his fellow boys were growing big trees and talking about those trees. They were large and they were voluptuous, and Ling began to feel very, very badly. And so he told his mom, when the year rolled around, I'm not going. And his mother said, no, you worked faithfully. Take your empty pot and let the emperor see the results. Well, when they arrived on that day, the boys had plants and flowers, one bigger than the other. So Ling went to the back of the room trying to hide, and the emperor looked at all the trees, and he walked around the room, and he came back to Ling. He asked him his name, and he invited him to the front of the room. When he got to the front of the room, Ling was feeling embarrassed, and the emperor said, young man, I'd like to introduce you to the next new emperor. He said, you see, I gave you a seed that had been boiled. It would not grow. So all these plants that are here were created from different seeds, but Ling showed his integrity. He has shown the strength to become the new emperor. So, my point is that integrity is our fourth intrinsic quality of the authentic self. When you can live your truth, whatever it is, and walk in that truth, even though it doesn't look beautiful to the outside world, that's standing on integrity. When you can be honest about what really is, that is one of the qualities of the true self, of the authentic self. That is a spiritual quality. In your redefining moments, becoming who you were born to be, Dennis James writes, integrity is the inner knowing of the truth about ourselves and allowing it to supplement through our mind and heart from the core of our being. It is the integrating of the awareness of the authentic self within into our every breath, every thought, and every action, wherever we are and in whatever we're doing. Integrity, then, is the inner knowing. It's remembering our unity with the whole. And honesty is the outer action, how we demonstrate integrity in the world. When we live from our authentic self, the intrinsic quality of integrity moves through us in a way that gives us the strength and the courage to be the person, that authentic person we came here to be, even when no one is watching. Someone once wrote, "The measure of a man's real character is what he would do if he knew he would never be found out." Or said another way, living integrity means leading your life in such a way that you wouldn't be ashamed to sell your parrot to the town gossip. Let's move on to the fifth quality of the intrinsic self. Humility. St. Augustine once said, "Do you wish to rise? Begin by descending. Plan a tower that will pierce the clouds, but lay first the foundation of humility." Traditionally, humility is defined as the act of being modest and respectful. It is also synonymous with being humble or weak. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the master teacher said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The word meek in the Aramaic translation means teachable, open, and receptive. So humility, the sixth quality of the authentic self, is at least one way of being open to seeing different viewpoints. It is not your way or the highway. It's what can I learn from this? What will this teach me? So I'm going to give you a little humility test to see how open you are to different interpretations. I'm going to share with you a personal ad that appeared in the Atlanta Journal. The ad began, "Single black female seeks male companionship, ethnicity not important. I am a very good looking girl who loves to play. I love long walks in the woods, riding in your pickup truck, hunting, camping, and fishing trips, and cozy winter nights lying by the fire. Lovingly prepared dinners will have me eating out of your hand. I'll be at the front door when you get home from work, dressed in what nature gave me. Kiss me, and I'm yours. Call this number and ask for Daisy." So what really is this ad for? If you're thinking what you're probably thinking, you will be just as wrong as the more than 150 men who called the number and found themselves talking to the Humane Society about an 8-week-old black Labrador retriever named Daisy. Were you open to a broader interpretation of the ad? How open are we to the experiences that we have in life, or how closed are we? Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook said, "The divine presence does not force itself upon anyone. He stands at the door and knocks. We must be open if we are to receive." So in humility, we are open to new ideas, open to new possibilities, open to new ways of being, open to new beliefs, open to others, with no need to be validated, approved, loved, or feared. Just open and receptive to life. That's an authentic quality. And I ask you this morning, are you open to life? Are you open to new experiences that await you, to new possibilities of being? Or do you have it all figured out? And when you got it all figured out and way too young, you've shut down that door to your authentic self, you might miss your destiny. There are new ways to being. There are new ways to reaching those goals that you have set out for yourself. Don't give up on those dreams. Don't put them in the hope chest. Take them out and be open to new possibilities. Look for new ways to explore and reach your dreams to achieve that your destiny. The sixth quality and the last quality that I want to talk about this morning of the authentic self is equanimity. And what does that big old word mean? According to the dictionary, it means evenness of mind, especially under stress. Spiritually, it is a balanced and even state of mind. It means being anchored in mindfulness when the storms come, when there's turmoil. It means not being disturbed by human emotions, either negative or affirmative. It is knowing, maintaining a state of balance when all around you seems to be going awry. What does it look like? There was a story about a king, and I believe I read this in Eckhart Tolle's book, who found himself very, very stormy. He was either full of himself and proud of himself, and it reminds me of someone on the political circuit right now. I didn't say that. I called no names. Or he was down in the dumps or angry and all fired up. So he called to him his advisors and the sages and wise men, and he said, give me an inscription to write on my ring that will help me stay calm when everything else is going awry. And they talked, they disagreed, they argued, they fought, and they finally came up with the saying. The saying is, this too shall pass. So when you feel tossed and torn, when you feel cast about on the sea of life, can you say to yourself, this too will pass? Are you living with equanimity today? For me, it requires practice. You see, in addition to this calm, composed woman that you see, there is another one here. And she says, let's get it done, let's get it done quick, let's get it done right. When she's in charge, watch out. Quite frankly, I don't like to play with her much, because when she's in charge, I'm restless. I'm uptight, I'm frazzled, I'm anxious. When my authentic self is in charge, I'm reflective, I'm mindful, I'm considerate, I look for alternatives. So when I am feeling in touch with spirit, in touch with my authentic self, that I came here to be, I remember the truth. Spirit in me as me can do all things. There's no need to fret or worry. Spirit will work it out. Now, what about you? Are you in touch with your authentic self? Are there two of you there like me, or I'm a Gemini? So maybe I'm the only Gemini in the house. Sometimes we have to train our inner child to remind ourselves of who we came here to be. And that's what this month is all about, giving you those spiritual qualities of the authentic self. Not saying that that over there is better than what you are, but simply saying when we're grounded in spirit, there are some basic qualities that we exhibit rather than the one who storms because stuff is out of order and start throwing more stuff. We say, how can I clean up this mess? What's an orderly way to go about this? So, I suggest that we think about how we get here. We've got the qualities, the ones that Reverend Debbie shared last week, the three that I've added today. How do we get there? How do we get back to our authentic self? How do we get back to being grounded in spirit, grounded in wholeness? The book that we're using this month as a basis for our talks on the authentic self is Your Redefining Moments by Dennis Merritt Jones, Becoming Who You Were Born to Be. And what he tells us is what you already know. The way back to the authentic self is through the silence, getting quiet in your spirit, and first of all, setting that intention. Who is it? Who's under here? Who did I come to be? Which one of these twins am I? And I know which one I am. The other one just raises her head every once in a while. So, and I think all of us, it may not be a twin, as I call her, but there is another part of us that also likes to get out and strut about, or comes up when you least expect it. So, in the silence, become attuned to first who you really want, and through prayer, affirm who she is. Through prayer, affirm who he is. Notice what your behavior is like. Notice what you're thinking when nobody is looking. And then have a little discussion with yourself. Do anybody in here ever have discussions with themselves? I have discussions with myself. I know that my intention is to show up as love. And if anybody else gets out of the closet and start walking around, I have a silent witness that pays attention to that. And when I go back in the closet of prayer, when I go back into the silence of my own soul, I reaffirm my truth. To live from that integrity, to live from that authentic self that I came here to be. Sit in the silence. Ask Spirit for guidance. And I promise you that Spirit will take you where you want to go. Namaste.